So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Talk about the tech world here, but I think there are some relevant issues here, Scott Kleinberg's social media strategy, because there are always disinformation campaigns when they're attached to events like this, misinformation that gets out there and inflames folks on all sides. When something like this happens, and you're a true expert in that, tell us what you see at times like this and what concerns you.
Well, the things that concern me most, Anna, are, you know, misinformation, as you said. You know, it's widespread to a point where, I mean, in all my years of doing this, I've never seen it like this before. And it's whether we're talking about elections or COVID-19 or Breonna Taylor or anything like that. It's just become out of control. And it looks like it's a race that, you know, the social media companies have to do something about if they want to win. And it doesn't look like they're in the position to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you've talked about that before. You wish that the social media campaigns would take this more seriously. I thought I just heard that Facebook was going to be taking it more seriously, and they just caught some China interference, some fake accounts that were getting ready, gearing up for the election to start pushing out fake information. Just saw that cross. It's one of many, many that we see.
Yep. And that's true. I mean, I saw that too. And, you know, it is, they do make those announcements and they do happen. But the problem is when they shut one down, there's another one that comes back. There's more misinformation that's out there. And what's missing right now is some kind of tool where this stuff can be found before it's spread at all. Because what happens now is it comes across, it's on there for, let's just say, even 15 minutes. And in 15 minutes, you know, everything goes viral and it's too late to stop it. They need some kind of switch that can turn this off before the problem begins.
And isn't that, I mean, you're much more tech savvy than I am, but isn't that really totally possible in this environment to have some sort of switch, look for keywords or something like that to try to catch fake information when it's pushed out there?
Yeah, it's possible. I think the problem really, and this is a very generic way to put it, but I think the problem stems from, you know, that old classic excuse, this is the way we've always done it. I feel like that is the real thing that's standing in the way, that they feel confident in the way, and I'm just talking about any social media platform, they feel confident in the way that they police these things. Facebook, for example, has thousands, if not tens of thousands of fact checkers who are looking and monitoring this stuff. And it's just not enough. It's just no match for what's out there. These disinformation campaigns, you know, whether it's someone who's sharing it, who doesn't realize they're sharing it, or whether it's an actual coordinated conspiracy type thing like you're talking about from China or Russia or something like that, there's just no way to keep up with the traffic.
Yeah, we saw some disinformation, and you and I talked about this before. We've had several aldermen who have talked about it as well in the last round of riots here in Chicago and the looting kind of situation that we had.
Right.
There was a huge disinformation on that late Sunday night when it was, you know, third shift for Chicago police, and all of a sudden you put out information about an Englewood young kid who had been shot. There had been an exchange between, I think, a 18 or a 20-year-old and police, but there was an exchange and he was not killed. That's not how it was represented. And when there was a Washington Post reporter who was on our show the next morning and said every single one of the folks he interviewed said it was for this guy who didn't exist, who was killed by police, it's amazing how those kinds of things can incite action.
It's absolutely true. And you actually brought up a fantastic point here. You're talking about two different things that are really connected, but the social media platforms see it as different. In that case, you know, you're talking about a local case where, you know, there might not be a flag right away that this is misinformation, unlike a COVID-19 or an election where people are looking for the certain keywords that you're talking about. But at the end of the day, the damage is still the same. In this case, you know, that misinformation led to rioting, led to damage, led to terrible things that people are still trying to get over today, and they were unable to make any kind of dent in stopping something like that. So you have that type of misinformation where people aren't even looking for it, that they can't stop. And then you have the regular misinformation that they are looking for, they can't stop. So at the end of the day, not enough is being stopped. Let's put it that way. There's stuff that's being halted, but just not enough to put a dent in it.
I hear you. Scott, before I let you go, can I just, we wanted to also mention there is this Facebook settlement if folks want to take part in it. Ginormous $650 million settlement for Illinois alone, I think, right?
Yeah, Illinois is the only state right now that is part of this. Each person who is affected could receive anywhere between $200 and $400, but that really depends on how many people actually take advantage of the actual lawsuit and attorney's fees and all of those things. But Illinois has some really powerful laws when it comes to technology and what tech companies are allowed to do and not allowed to do. And Facebook admitted that they did something wrong here. Now it's just a matter of settling it with all the people that were affected.
Scott Kleinberg, thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Anna. Always nice to talk to you.